Okay, we're in the middle of Simin Kuf Ayin Dalet. Okay, now there is a relevant Sharatzion in Simin Reish Ches Sif Katan Ayin. Okay, let's just give a little. Okay, now there's a discussion how we said wine paters other drinks. How does that work? Okay, so the Mishmur sounds like it's talking. It's like an Iker V'Tufel type of situation. I make a mezonos on a cracker that covers the peanut butter. I don't make a separate shackle on the peanut butter. Yeah, Iker V'Tufel. Okay, well, we're going to get more into Iker V'Tufel in the coming weeks / months. Now, there is a Chakira, which is Machlokas between Rav Moshe Feinstein and the Chazon Ish. How does the concept of Iker V'Tufel work? Is it that the mezonos on my cracker covers the peanut butter as well? And then when I make an alamichya on the cracker, even if I eat tons of peanut butter, the alamichya is going to cover the peanut butter? Okay, the bracha of the Iker covers the bracha on the tufel. So in our case, the Bari Priya Gafen covers everything else, the Coca-Cola, and the Alagefen covers the Coca-Cola also on the back end. I don't have to say a Bari Nefashis. Or, the other way to understand it is that when you have an Iker and Tufel situation, the Tufel does not require a bracha at all. No bracha. No bracha on the Tufel. I make a bracha on the Iker. The Tufel does not require a bracha at all. Okay, Lamai Nafkamina. A very big Nafkamina. Let's first apply it to regular kids. Let's say the pickle is Tufel to the Yerushalmi Kugel. So I make Mezonos on Yerushalmi Kugel. Okay, I make Mezonos ala Michya. So if you say that the bracha on the Iker covers the tafel, so the mezonos and the alamichya pater the pickle. Okay, let's say I only eat a little piece of potato. I only eat a little piece of Yerushalmi kugel, less than a kezayis. I eat half a kezayis Yerushalmi kugel with a kezayis of pickle. So if you hold that the bracha of the Iker pater the tafel, so wait a second, I'm not making a bracha achron on Yerushalmi kugel because I eat less than a kezayis. So now I have to make a bar nefashis on the pickle. If you hold that the pickle, the tufel, does not require a bracha at all, so then even though I am not making an alamichya, there is no bracha achrona on the pickle. Okay, and there are a number of nafkaminas. So let's say, in our case over here, you drank a melol lugmav, which is, let's say, rov revius, less than revius, rov revius of wine. And then you drink a cup of Coke. Now, Lamai says, there's three shittas. We paskin that you don't make a bracha achrona on a liquid unless you drink a revius. I did not drink a revius of wine. So do I have to make a bracha bar nefashis on the Coca-Cola? Do we say that first you have to know if wine and other liquids is considered to be an Iker V'Tufel situation, which is a discussion. Mishabura seems to say it is. So now the liquids are all tufel to the wine. So I made a bar priya gafen, good, that covered everything else. But now I'm not going to make an ala gafen because I drank less than a revius. So I have to make a bar nefashis on the other liquids. Okay, so this is interesting. I guess we'll save it when we get there. But there's an interesting sharatzion over here. Reish chesiv katan ayin. Very good. Yes, sort of, kind of. Yeah. Where are we going to get there? I think that's going to come up in Kufay and Zayim. So in it's more complicated by bread because there are many poskim halls. Like this is a typical. You tell your kids come bench. They said no. They learn a little bit. And, no, I eat less than a kezayis of bread. I don't need the bench. So when you eat less than a kezayis of bread, it's more complicated because it could be. If you, just like we said yesterday, the Mishabura wants to say, if you drink a little bit of wine, it's not good enough and it doesn't pot to the other liquids. If you eat less than a kezayis of bread, then it could be it doesn't pot to all the food in the meal and you have to make a separate bracha on the food in the meal. Now, it may have to do with how does it work? Is it a din in the bread covering everything else, or is it a din in the hamotzi covering everything else? So if it's hamotzi covering everything else, you made a hamotzi. If it's a din in the bread covering everything, because everything is tufel to the bread, you can't say everything tufel to the bread if you eat a teeny tiny piece of bread. So it's even more complicated by the bread, because it could be even the bracha rishona wasn't covered. So yeah, you have to make sure to have a kezayis, and then I think there's a dagum of avu we spoke about in the past that says you should eat the kezayis right away without even speaking. I don't think most people are makbid on that, but you definitely need to have a kezayis, because otherwise you run into a problem with the other foods. Where this becomes a very big problem is on Pesach, because you have to eat a kezayis and matzah. Now, I don't know, Hillel say that, okay, we're very machmir, and all of a sudden a little kezayis becomes a huge amount of matzah, but l'maisa, the matzah is very, very thin, and therefore, to cover yourself, you need to eat a nice amount of matzah. So, by Pesach, so Hillel say that everyone's very machmir, but what about the rest of Pesach? Every meal they're eating matzah, it's something to keep in mind, to make sure to eat it, because I have some matzah, and we said, to make an alti sedayim, you need kibetzah, so then you need to eat kibetzah of matzah. You need to eat a serious amount of matzah every time you're eating matzah at every suda. Okay. Alright, so we didn't go into the Sharatzion, but that was an intro to what the Sharatzion says over there. We'll just leave it at that. Okay. Kuf Ayin Dalid Dalid. So the Mishnah Brachas Membeis and Aleph says Berach al Yayin Shalifnei Hamazon Partes al Yayin Shalachar Hamazon. If you make a bracha on wine before the meal, that partes the wine that comes after the meal. After the meal is before benching. Okay, there's basically three times that you drink wine at a meal: before the meal, during the meal, after the meal. Before the meal, and theoretically after the meal, is called wine lishtot. You're drinking wine. Wine that you drink in the middle of the meal, Chazal called lishrot. You're not doing it to drink the wine, but more to kind of help digestion and soak, literally means soak. Like, soak the cholent in wine inside your stomach so that you don't get sick the next day. So lishtot is a chashuv way of drinking wine. Lishrot is less chashuv. So there's a discussion in the Gemara. The maskana of the Gemara is that lishtot paters lishrot, but lishrot will not pater lishtot. So wine that you're drinking to drink wine is going to cover all the other wine, but wine that you're drinking to help lishrot for digestion is not going to pater other wine when you're finished with your digestion after the meal. Except that they say nowadays there's no such thing as after the meal. It's all called lishrot. Even after the meal is not after the meal.
Or lishtot. Why lishrot?
What?
It's all called drinking now, right? Not called soaking.
No, it's all called lishrot.
No one drinks lishrot. They only drink lishrot.
I looked a little bit into the schnapps business. Okay, we're going to get there. We didn't get there yet. But it's not so pashut that you make a brach on schnapps in the middle of a meal. Okay. It's not so pashut. And even if you can find the halachic reason to do it, it's not so pushy that the minute gets to do that. Like, I mean, that's not our topic. It came up yesterday. I spoke to two schnapps drinkers who are know their stuff.
No one drinks wine during the week. When they're eating a meal, no one drinks wine to help them eat.
Okay, I don't know. That's what Chazal say. I don't know. In the middle of the meal,
changed,
it's...
We said yesterday, bodies change, times change.
Yes, we said it 2 days ago. Okay, right there. Okay, so then the Gemara seems to say that when you make a bracha wine before the meal, it covers wine. That's only Shabbos and Yom Tov, but not the rest of the week. Let's go one step at a time. Then the Gemara has a question: if you're making a bracha wine at the middle of the meal, does it pat the wine after the meal? The Gemara brings different opinions, and they paskin that no, wine in the middle of the meal is lishrot, is to help your digestion, even though you only digest your food on Shabbos because you only chill on Shabbos. And wine after the meal could be lishtot, and it's not going to be pater. Okay, now there's a large tosis over here, a very exciting tosis. So tosis says, first of all, lishrot is less chashuv than lishtot, and therefore, if you make a bracha in the middle of the meal, it's not going to pater the wine that's after you finish eating, except that we assume nowadays you never finish eating until you bench. So it's really only a theoretical discussion, not practical. Hey. The other thing tosis says, tosis goes all over this Gemara. Shabbos and Yom Tov does lav dafka. It means that when I make a bracha before the meal, covers wine in the middle of the meal only if I normally drink wine in the middle of the meal. Shabbos and Yom Tov is normal to drink wine in the middle of the meal. During the week, it's not necessarily normal to drink wine. But if it is for you, or when you make your bar prep guffa and you have a bottle here, you plan on drinking it the rest of the meal, the bracha you make at the beginning of the meal is going to cover the rest of the meal. Yeah. When you make a bracha on wine for Kiddush, it is going to pater the rest of the wine that you drink throughout the meal, if you plan on doing that, or if that's somewhat normal. Okay, the Kiddush is that it could be when I'm drinking, making a bracha on Kiddush. Why am I making my prayer guff on Kiddush? Because I want to drink? No, I don't want to drink now. I have to drink. The Torah says you have to make a prayer guff. That's the mitzvah. I'm drinking because I'm a tzaddik, l'shem shemayim, per mitzvah. That's not necessarily a chashav of a bar per gafen. It's chashav in terms of my mitzvahs, benadol mamakom, but it's not a chashav of a bar per gafen necessarily to cover other drinks, or other drinks of wine even. The kamashalan, that's what Tosfos is telling us, that it does work. The bar per gafen, even though it's only for kiddush, in kiddush el b'makom suda, the kiddush is shayach to the suda, bar per gafen and kiddush going to cover all the wine in the suda if it's normal or you have kavana to drink. What becomes very controversial and complicated is havdalah. What if you make havdalah right before your malav malka? Does the bar priya gafen on the havdalah? So again, when I make a bar priya gafen for a mitzvah, I'm looking for the mitzvah, not because a shtarka bar priya gafen in terms of covering all the wine. So in kiddush, I'm welcome suda. So automatically, the suda and kiddush are linked. But havdalah is not like that. There's no such thing as ain havdalah elav malkum suda. Havdalah and the subsequent malav malka are not related at all. So, and the bracha, the bar priya gafen I'm making right now, is not really because I want to drink wine. It's because I have to make havdalah. So it could be that the bar priya gafen of havdalah is not going to cover the wine that I'm going to drink in at the malav malka. So first, Tosfos says havdalah wine does cover any wine that you're going to drink afterwards in the course of the malav malka, and there's no difference in havdalah and kiddush. Then he says, but there are opinions who say that there is a difference between havdalah and kiddush, because kiddush in kiddush welcome suda. The kiddush relates to the suda. Havdalah does not. Then he wants to say, if you first washed the tefillah d'ayim for your malav malka, and then you made havdalah, so you already washed and you already kind of started your malav malka on some level, then the bar priya gafen on the havdalah wine is going to cover the rest of the wine that you drink throughout the suda. Then he says yesh machmirin not to do that, and it's a big machlokes. Basically, according to Tosfos, he wants to say that if you make havdalah before netiyas hadayim, it does not pass to the wine that you're going to drink in the malav malka. But he recognizes that there are those who say it will pater. And then he says, basically, either way, it's a machlokes, it's a balagan. Let's see it inside. Dalid. Kuf ayin dalid dalid. Im kova lishtot. Means you sit down to drink. Lif ne hamazon. Before you're eating. You do not need to make a bracha on the wine that comes up in the middle of the meal. Why? The wine before the meal paters the wine that you're drinking during the meal. Okay? Mishmur Siv Katan Vav says at the end, assuming that your kavanah is to drink in the middle of the meal. Now, in the Sharat Tzimam Oishi Gimel, even if I didn't have explicit das, he says Shulchan Aruch Harav Posek to be Makom Shirigil in Lishtos. Yeah, if it's normal to drink wine in the middle of the meal, I feel him istama Amina Kilo Haya Daitoza. It's as if your das is to drink. That's what you normally do. I don't need explicit das that this bar prayer gavin is going to cover the wine in the middle of the meal. No, I drink wine in the middle of the meal. Cover. Okay, now, he doesn't really discuss the lishros, lishtos. The Mishnah Berurah gets into the lishros, lishtos, but basically, the point is like this. It's practically never going to be a problem, bizmaninu. Because wine before the meal, we say, is lishtos, and lishtos covers everything. And even if you don't drink wine, let's say it's not Shabbos, not Yonder, you make a bar pregav in the middle of the meal, and that chazal called lishros, but the lishros situation continues until benching. So any wine you can drink afterwards, even though you've technically finished eating, in halacha we say you haven't really finished eating until you bench. So it's all considered lishros, and lishros pat is lishros. So that is a theoretical discussion and not practical, but is my name. Okay, continues the machaber. V'chein yayin shal kiddush, pote yayin shal betoch hamazon. Kiddush wine paters any wine that you can drink in the middle of the meal, if that's normal to do. Okay, again, the kiddush is because it's just a mitzvah. You might say it's not to cover other wine. Kamashmalan that it does pater. Okay. V'chein. Now here gets the havdalah. It gets complicated. V'chein hamavdil ala shulchan. If you make havdalah ala shulchan, that means with the table set, ready to go. Poter hayayin shebetol chamazon. Why? Even though the havdalah wine is not technically related to the suda, but because the table set ready to go, the bar priya gafen that you say on the havdalah is going to cover the wine in the middle of the malav malka. V'yesh omrim she'ein berkas yayin havdalah poter And some say, no, it's not going to work unless you first wash the tears of dying before Avdala. Okay, now, the Mishmur here, Sivkatan Yud Gimel, brings down a Magen Avraham. Now, according to the Eli Rab and the Beer Gra, it means you have to wash your hands. The Shulchan Aruch is Muvan. Makes sense. The Magen Avraham throws in a curveball, which makes the Shulchan Aruch inexplainable, according to me. And I don't understand it. Because now he says, not the yadav is lav dafka, Mishmur Sivkatan Yud Gimel, who adinim kava atzon lesuda ala shulchan. It means you set the table, you're ready to eat and drink. So that was the same thing he said before. So I don't see the difference between the first part and the second part of the Shulchan Aruch. I understand if you say literally he has to wash his hands. So okay, before he didn't wash his hands, now he did wash his hands. But if you say the table has to be set, so that before the table is also set, why is he phrasing it as a machlokes? It's not machlokes. I don't know. I can't explain that. And then the Mechaber concludes, Hilka, Hamav de Kodim Netila. If you're washing, if you're making Avdala before Netila Shadayim, before the Suda, Yechavein Shalom Lahotzi Yayin. Shabbatel Chasuda. You should have in mind that you're not going to cover the wine that's going to come in the middle of the Malava Malka. But if you didn't have such Kavana, Pote Yayin Shabbatel Chasuda, the Suffolk Brachos de Abonim Haka. It's a Balagan, it's a big Machokas. So you can't make another bar prayer gofen in the middle of the meal because maybe, according to some shittas, you're already miyotze. So lechatchila yishev kavana that the bracha you're making now is only on the avdala, and it's not going to cover the rest, any wine you're going to drink afterwards. And then mishmur says sivkatan tazvah, but ozivar bracha achrona kozek kodem asuda. You make a bracha achrona. Okay, yeah, kavana is not going to cover any subsequent wine, and then you want to drink wine in the middle of the malamalka, gazante, make a bracha. If you didn't have that kavana, so then you be the eved, it's not poshet, but you can't make another bracha, so seven brachas luck out, do not make another bracha. Okay, sif hey. Kol Masha Shosa B'toch Hasuda Daila B'bracha Achas Elim Ken Kishibirich L'hoya Dait Lishos El Osakos V'nim Lach Lishos Acher. Okay, when I make a Bar Pira Gofen, so it covers all the wine that I'm drinking in that meal. Unless I had an explicit Kavana, I am drinking only one cup of wine. That only covers the one cup of wine. But if I didn't have that Kavana, just standas. Standas is that you might drink more. Mishwa Sivkatin Yudches. I'm not going to drink. No more. Then he changes his mind. He has to make another bracha. But if he doesn't have explicit kavana, just stam kavana, it covers all the drinks. Same thing by food. You go to the store. You go to the store. You buy yourself a lachmania to eat it. Make a bracha. And afterwards, say, yeah, well, that was good. I think I'm going to go back to the makola and buy another lachmania. So then you have to make another hamotzi. Because when you buy one lachmaniyah, it's explicit das, I'm eating one lachmaniyah. You might dig up all the junk food in your house and eat it in the course of that meal, that's a separate discussion, but you bought one lachmaniyah, not two, because you're explicitly planning on eating one and not two. You don't have junk food in your house. The hatam says, Mishabur continues in the brackets, demaisa mochichin, doya badatu lachol kima lechem shekana. It's clear when you buy only one lachmania, you only plan to eat one lachmania. No one wants to run to the makola twice. If you bought one, you're only planning going once. The imlokane yakoni also, you'd buy another one. Elishachia and savi lachol, but then you say dimor. Aval. Imyeshlo, but buy his lechem, but let's say you're in your house. And you have bread in the house. V'chol techlo chaticha lachol also. You cut a piece of bread. And then you decide you want to eat more bread. So that's normal. That's not called changing my explicit das and the only one I want. No, that's normal. Ain't the nimlach, the derech, adam kenu, that is normal. It's normal that you think you're going to eat one thing and then you're in the house and then you go fishing around, see what you hid for a rainy day in the back of the freezer. You start with one and then you go on eat more. And now, but Sharatzi and Oyz Chav Zayin, it says, "Mistav the Bishtias Yayin having Nimlach b'Chol Gadne." I feel like I tell Levi Kol Sheni Min Hashuk. Again, here we're saying when he explicitly says, I'm only going to have one cup. If he has such explicit das and wants another one, so that's already considered nimach. He changes his mind, he has to make another bracha. But if he still makes a bracha, so then one cup leads to a cup, Guerrero's cup, one cup leads to another, and then it's all included in the same bracha. Okay, Deir Shur has a footnote by end of number 22. He says like this: Kevin she'etzem din nimach b'zman hazeh in a bara. There's a lot of halachas. We'll get to reishvav. Like make a bracha on one thing. Does it include other things? Nowadays, it's not so pashut because we just, even though we live in a brain dead space cadet generation, we're not good at das, but we like to eat. So there's kind of this inherent implicit thing that like I make a bracha on whatever I find in the house is going to be included. How far you take that, we'll see. Maybe, hopefully.
But it's healthy. Some people sure don't have that in their
right now, this case we gave where you went to the makola, you bought one lachmaniyah, and then you go back another after what? So let's say you're in a restaurant, and you order one portion. And then you go, well, let's get order another one. You order a falafel. Oh, that was good. I think I'll have another half. So he said, so brings down from Chaim Kanievsky that's included. That's understood. It's not like you went home and you go back. It's not explicit das. I ordered one falafel. I'm eating one falafel. Again, kuf ayin dalet hey. Kol mashi shosef do chasud dalet bracha achas. Everything that I'm drinking the meal is enough with one bracha. You get one bracha and covers all the cups of wine. Elim kinki shibirich lo yadai to lishos ela osa kosev nimlach lishos achas. Unless I have explicit das, I'm only drinking one cup. Hagah, no. Someone comes, he pops by. He's not invited. Mishabur says, he's not invited. Sivkat in your test. He's not invited. He goes to stop by and visit his friend. Let's see. So if you're a guest at someone's house, so you're ataka the balabayas. You're on the table and with the das of the balabayas. You make a bracha. You don't know what they're going to bring. What are they going to bring? You're going to eat. The bracha is on his das, or probably the rabbi's das, because she's in charge of the food. But let's say you're not invited. So you just pop by. If you just pop by, it's already kind of a little bit of a different relationship, because you don't know what they're going to serve you. It's not like you're not really invited. So it's more of a nimlach type of situation. Let's see. They bring him a bunch of kosos. Okay? Obviously not together, one after the other. He has to make a bracha on each and every one because it's like he's nimlach. Because he doesn't know if he's going to get. Now, the Be'er Heitev says, although I don't see that in the Mishnah Berurah, the Be'er Heitev says, and nowadays, the Hadith says nowadays yesh minik kishecha baitz osam sheshos in kvar shehar bein osam lo kosos mistama kishecha bishona daito komachin lo od. He brings it down from the Taz that even when you pop by and you're not invited, people love, Jews love hachnasas orchem. It's something we inherited from Avraham Avinu, and people understand that they're going to be brought food, and they're probably not going to be brought, you know, a little bit of food. They probably brought a lot, and therefore the bracha extends. I don't see. Okay, let's see. I in the comments him kufayin tes. Okay, we already had this by the shamish. The shamish is the waiter. He doesn't know if he's going to be given to drink, so every time he gets a cup of wine, he has to make another bar piragavin because he doesn't know if they're going to give him. He's not a guest, and he's not even a friend that stopped by. He's just the waiter. You know, that's the question. You know, the guy's sitting in the classroom eating his potato chips. We discussed this the other day. And he offers him on a potato chip? Yeah, okay, barbecue, adama on a potato chip. Now, he doesn't know if his friend's going to give him more potato chips or not. Now, do we assume when you got one potato chip, you're going to get more, and therefore automatically the bracha continues? I don't know. I asked the posting this question. He thought, no. He got you one potato chip, you're probably not going to get more, and if you get another one, you make another bracha. Now, if you had explicit das, that if he gives me more, it's going to be covered. We're not good at explicit das. But if someone has explicit das, so that's big machokas. Taz says it doesn't work. And Magen Avraham and all the posts can say it works. And Mishnah Berurah in four or five places, possibly against the Taz, says, yeah, that will work. So for sure, we're asking like the Magen Avraham, it will work if you have explicit das. But we're not good at explicit das. What?
You always assume you're going to need there to be more.
You're hopeful. You're optimistic.
I'm optimistic.
Okay, so that's like explicit das. Maybe. So you don't know where the cup is going to go. You don't know if you're going to get the cup. So whoever gets the cup, you don't know if you're going to get the cup. It's not like Kiddush, everyone gets some. So you're covered with the bar pirak off. And here you don't know if you're going to get. So if you don't know if you're going to get. So mishbeis sivkat nchabeis. The mistama in mechayvi. Lot says bebirkas amavarech because you don't know if you're going to get it. I end up coming kuftari magen avram. I say magen avram against the taz that if you don't know if it's coming, but you have das.
What about?
Hold on. Yerushi brings down from the Aruch Hashulchan. Bizmanenu the minig is he gives out the kus to those who are nearby. Get it? So they would not have to make a bar pirak offering. But if you're all the way at the end of the table and you're probably not going to get the cup, and then somehow you do get the cup because people don't kufai and it said maybe I don't want to drink from the same cup that the last 25 people drank from, so then you would have to make a bracha.
Benching on a coast. Why isn't that a bracha that